demonstration. So okay. Let's take this paddle and pretend that the paddle is a water ski.
All right.
All right, now let's put it in the water and hold it pretty close to flat.
All right.
Just so it's just barely in the water.
Okay.
Now, let's make it harder. Let's bend the water some more. So pull up on your left hand and keep that paddle in the water. Keep it down.
Oh.
Keep it down.
It's really hard.
So that's getting really hard, right?
The harder I push down on the paddle, the more the water wants to push up on the paddle?
That's right, because when you're pushing down on the paddle, you're making the water bend more and more.
Hey, wait a minute. That's Newton's third law. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So this is how water skiers stay on top of the water.
So I think I understand what's going on here.
Okay.
The speed of the boat causes the water to deflect under the water skier, right? And the force of that pushes Andrew up on top of the water, so he doesn't sink. So the force actually counterbalances the weight of Andrew. Now what would happen if the boat suddenly stopped?
Okay, if the boat stops, there's no more water to be deflected by Andrew, and Andrew goes into the water because of his weight.
So there's no force to actually keep him on top of the water.
That's right.